here. I am here, right behind you. So, your people have chosen you this year. Don't look so surprised, little one. You were told of that which you'd find in these woods. This clearing might not be far from your village, but it is still my domain. Unless you don't believe the old stories. So, you are to be my offering. They have chosen well, I see. All to appease the old gods that lord over your people's dreams and nightmares. It still amazes me that they make such efforts. Years come and go, and humans' problems never change. They pray for bountiful harvests, and the drought still leech the life from their crops. They pray for short winters, and the frost still ravage the land, just as they always have. They pray for simple, carefree lives, and the age-old problems never cease to blight each new generation. But despite all this, they still hold on to the old ways. They desperately grasp onto the only sense of control they have, even when it is abundantly clear that such things are beyond their control. Such is the human condition, I suppose. It's sad, really, particularly when it comes at the expense of innocence. Those like you, babes in the woods. What did your people tell you your sacrifice was for? And why were you, of all the possible sacrifices that litter this earth and destroy my lands, chosen for me? You are untouched? Is that it? Surely, there are other virgins in your village. Why you? You don't know? Poor thing, left out here by her lonesome, given away to whatever creatures occupy these woods, wondering what will become of you. You would like to see me? I have not shown my face to any human. At least, none would ever live to tell the tale. Shall I make an exception for you? Clever girl, my question implies that I won't take your life, and you would be correct. This little ritual that you humans partake in each year, it is becoming quite dull to me. So I will not kill you. Truthfully, I never even touched any of your predecessors. Nor did I speak to them as I'm speaking to you now. As for you, you seemed especially lost, so I thought I would lend a hand, figuratively. Not that I couldn't do so literally as well. Would you like to see me for yourself? Very well. You know what they say about curiosity. Did you expect a monster? The horrifying image of the spirit that you have been told about. I could appear to you that way, if you would like. No, I didn't think so. I am handsome, am I not? A far cry from the horrifying specter in the stories told to you over the campfire. A pleasant surprise, no? Oh, look at your blush. You truly are a virgin. I could change that, little one, if you would like. You may never get another chance should you fail to find your way out of here. You will enjoy it. That much I can promise you. Would you like that? Good. Give me your sweet mouth. You taste delicious of rosehips and honey. Give me more. You've never been kissed this way, have you? You have never felt another's tongue dance inside your mouth. Come closer to me. I will show you. Place your hands wherever you would like them. And part your lips a little more. Good. Sweet girl. Taste me as I taste you. Pull me deeper into you. Pull my hair and take me deeper into your sweet mouth. I need more of you. I want to devour you whole. Oh, you don't like the sound of that. I expect you will change your mind in due time. Take your clothes off. Bear yourself to me. No more blushing now, little one. You have seen all I have to offer in body and in spirit. It is time for you to return the favor. A sight to behold. Don't shield yourself with your hands. There is no one here but me, and you will not cover yourself in my presence. You have a beautiful body, and I want to see it. Does that feel good? My hands gently fondling your breasts. May I suck on them? May I take your nipples between my teeth? What? No, I fully understand that they can provide no nourishment. Not that I require such things. But your nipples have other purposes, I assure you. They bring both of us so much pleasure. Even when they are bitten and you feel that twinge running through you, that feels nice, doesn't it? Come to the ground with me. That's it. I would like to show you how I shall devour you. More than just your breasts this time. No, it will not hurt. Just lie back and spread your legs for me. Oh, you are dripping wet, little one. Did you even know how much my words could turn you on? No matter, words are not needed now. Just a few kisses on your inner thighs. Does that feel nice, little one? Not to worry. My lips will find yours in due time. You just get so very needy when I deprive you. I love to see it. You taste divine. This sweet nectar pouring out of you. I am pleased that I could arouse you like this. Does that feel nice? My tongue gliding over your slit, between your folds. And up to this little bud. Is it sensitive? Go on, tug on my hair. If you want me to suck on your clit, then show me. Keep grinding on my face. Don't be bashful now. You need not feel guilty about enjoying yourself with me. In fact, I want to hear you. Show me how I please you. Open that sweet mouth and moan for me. Oh, good girl. Just listen to you. You have no idea what your moans are doing to me. Describe it to you. You will see it soon enough. But suffice it to say that I'm rock hard at the moment. Shall we intensify this a bit? I will show you. Lift yourself up now and turn yourself around. That's a girl. Now, kneel over my face. You won't hurt me. And you can show me what your own mouth can do. Take those beautiful lips of yours and wrap them around the head of my cock while I wrap my lips around your little clit and watch you squirm on top of me. Easy, easy. Oh, yes. Eager, aren't you? Oh, trying to take it all at once. Slow down, little one. Take your time. I can be patient. I have been around for a very long time. I can wait a few moments more. Oh, good. Oh, good. That's better. Just suck on the tip for now. Oh. Your little hands gripping my thighs and your soft mouth worshipping my cock. There is nothing better. Play with my balls too. Suck on them. Squeeze them gently. Do you feel that pressure jet? That churning need in your belly? Don't let sucking my cock distract you from it. You want release, don't you? Yes, you do. Then beg for me. Beg me to let you come. Let me hear your sweet voice say the words. Good girl. I'm so close now. Keep sucking now. Don't stop. I want to come in your mouth. Let me fill your mouth. Don't stop now. You want to come with me, yes? Come with me. Come with me now. What a mess you made. All over my legs too. Lick me clean, sweet girl. You may have spilled most of my seed, but your tongue is eager, isn't it? All right, that's enough. I'll put you down. You did well. You may have had some catching up to do before tonight, but I can see you are a quick learner. Let me kiss your mouth. Do you like how you taste? I told no lie when I said you were sweet. Now, shall we take care of that pesky virginity? It is mine to take after all. Don't be nervous. I want you to do as I say. And I promise you that it will be the greatest experience of your life. Turn yourself over on all fours. You look beautiful like this. Standing there, waiting for me, your back arched, your hair a waterfall cascading down to the ground, and this dripping cunt just waiting for me. I need you now. Relax. Don't tense up. The pain won't last, I swear. Let me in, sweet girl. That's it. Good girl. You have all of me inside you now. I'll move slowly. So slowly. press against me as I pound into you from behind. How does it feel? You can't find the words, can you? Awestruck and speechless, entirely giving in to your own bliss. That's all right. You don't need to speak. Just moan and whimper for me. Let me know of your ecstasy. Yes, my darling. You're doing so well for me. Taking all of my cock deep inside you. Your beautiful little cunt squeezes me so tightly. Practically sucking me in as if it once were nothing more than my hard shaft. Yes, good girl. Let me get my hand here. Yes. Your nipples are stiff and aching for me. I just want to pinch them. You do the most adorable noses when I touch them. Even if they are not quite comprehensible. If your words have vanished, then show me how good you feel. Shall we increase the pace? Maybe thrust even harder. Oh, you like that idea, do you not? You want me to pound you into the earth, even as the ground is still frozen and unforgiving. It is true cosmic justice, is it not? You, my virgin sacrifice, being fucked into the earth that gave you your life. Truly, the inescapable cycle of our world. Save for the fact that you are no longer a virgin. I made quick work of that. Well, if that is what you want, then that is what you should get. Yes, fucked into the ground. Yes, good girl, take it. Harder and deeper. Yes, fill you up. You want my seed inside you, little one. You want me to breathe you. I'm not certain you can handle that. You were so careless with my seed before, after all. Now, you want to take it all inside you. You want me to put a baby in your belly, to plant my seed inside your soil. of life, you will truly be mine then. I'm not sure I should give it to you, though. But you beg so sweetly. Your voice arouses me so much. It makes me want to just ravage you. But that is what you wanted, isn't it? For me to take you as an animal would, to fill you warm with my seed, to give you my child. Well, you have convinced me. But you will only come when I give you permission. Now, reach down and stroke that little clit. So sensitive, isn't it? It's still throbbing after your first climax. Be gentle with it. Just enjoy the sensations as they come. Let them wash over you. But don't give in to them yet. Not until I command it. Yes, darling, you will have to wait for me. I want your sweet cunt to contract and squeeze me as I fill you up. Yes. Not to worry, it will be soon. I'm so very close now, so close to the edge. Rub your clit harder. I want you as close as I am. I'm nearly there now. Tell me what you are. Yes, good girl. Yes, good girl. You have my permission now. You can let go. You've done so well holding back for me. Now it is time to have your release. Come with me, sweet girl. Come with me. Come with me. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Oh, come now. I know that was a lot. Calm down, good girl. Shh. Yes, yes. I know the trembling will stop soon. You can barely hold yourself up. Let me pull out of you. Now. Lie down here with me and curl up. Let me kiss you. Your head on my chest and my arms wrapped so tightly around you. I'll stroke your hair, kiss your forehead and your eyelids. Good girl, my sweet little girl. You were magnificent, truly. A spectacle. Good girl. Just be calm now. I will take care of you. It's a shame that I was the only one to see it. No matter. It was marvelous all the same. And I feel more godlike than ever before. You may not have sacrificed your life, but you have given me quite a lot. Enough. For now. What will become of you? Will you meet the same end as my other sacrifices? You want to know that? Well, the others made their way through my forest, found safe passage on the other side, knowing they could never return to a village without raising some eyebrows. As for what will become of you, that bridge can be crossed another time. Good girl, good girl. For now, give your body the respite that it needs. Rest with me, little one. Sleep in my embrace. Winter's lingering chill cannot find you here. Here, you are safe with me. You are mine. My spring offering. My beautiful little girl. Now sleep. I will be here when you wake up.